Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net. We're live on Radio Row here in Atlanta for all things Super Bowl 53. It's all brought to you by our friends at LifeBridge Health Sports Medicine Institute. This is going to be a real treat for me. John Hanna is here, Hall of Famer and Patriot and all that good stuff. And, you know, first off, when I think of you, I think of you with Patriot pad on your helmet out of Memorial Stadium when I was a younger individual back in the 70s. But I don't think of you as being Southern. Isn't that crazy, right? I mean, because I think of you as being a New England Patriot, right?
Well, I'm a New England Patriot, but I was an Alabama guy before I was ever a Patriot.
Well, you know, it's just funny how many players are Southern that because I think of you as a Patriot, I didn't think, well, John Hanna's going to be visiting me here in Atlanta because he's Southern, you know? But how many football, obviously, I was here 8 weeks ago and knowing what the SEC represents right down here and all that Crimson Tide represents and all that the Bear ain't nothing, never been nothing but a winner and all that good stuff. But welcome. You played in one of the first games I ever saw when I was a child with those great Patriot teams that came through in the 70s. And I think it's cool to have guys on when I have my old programs in 1973 and 74. Quite a legend, and this Patriot thing here the last 15 years has kept you busy, right?
Well, you know, this is the first year I've ever actually been to one of these deals, and I tell you, it shocks me. I've never seen anything like this.
Larger than life.
I haven't. I mean, I've never seen anything like it in my life. I mean, I thought I'd seen a few of these, gone into some of these things and seen a couple of tables set up, and I thought that was something. But just to see rows and rows of you radio guys here, just unbelievable.
Well, I mean, you played back at the old Schaefer Stadium, you know, in Foxborough when it was a little erector set. I remember going in there
was
for those
that?
Games.
That's the question.
It was like a high school stadium. For you to have seen all of this, and I know you go back from time to time and they honor you and all, to see everything that's happened for that organization over the last quarter of a century and what it's become, this iconic brand, it's incredible, right?
It is. You know, when I went there, you know, we had a guy look at it and say, well, what's it going to be like playing on national TV and being in front of 55,000 fans? And I looked at this guy and said, well, I won't be too disappointed because, you know, we've been playing in front of 80, 90,000 people in Alabama for 4 years. And now I've got to go play this rinky-dink place. But
that they didn't fill up very often, right?
No, and they didn't fill up. Matter of fact, when my exhibition season, my first, second year, we went into the stadium, the old Schaefer Stadium, and we walked in there, and the fans weren't filled with New England fans. They were filled with Giant fans, and they were filled up. But we had very few fans.
I want some memories of you coming into Memorial Stadium because I was just a little boy there.
Y'all had a great, I don't know if you remember, but y'all had a great defensive line then.
Zach Pack.
Yeah, you had Cook and Dutton.
Erman.
Joe's who I played in front of. He was one heck of a ball player.
What a man Joe Erman has, you know, become in all of this.
In his faith, yeah.
First autograph I ever got was at JCPenney East Point Mall was Joe Erman. I fell in love with this game. All I ever wanted to do was come to one Super Bowl. This is 26 for me doing this crazy thing. But it all began with you coming in with Randy Vataha and, you know, Sam the Bam and Jim Plunkett early on, then Steve Grogan after that, and building my love of the game.
Yeah. It was an old, you know, we were the last of the old 60s era. You know, we still played football like Johnny U and Shinnick and Ray Berry and all the old Baltimore Colts that I grew up watching. And we still played that way when I came into the league. Matter of fact, you know, I played in front of Butkus and all those guys and Charlie Kruger and, you know, all the names of the old 60s. And it took me a while not to get over. I was scared to death of them because I've been watching them on TV just like you. I watched them on TV, and I was scared to death to line up in front of them. Didn't know what I could do.
Well, tell me about what you're here promoting here because, I know for a lot of former football players, they come by. I mean, it's a rugged game now, you know, and then we're trying to play the game safer and whatnot, but certainly in your era, it's good to see you're doing well.
Well, I am. You know, I've still got a few issues, and one of the issues that I've got is I don't have a lot left in one knee. And so I've been having to look at things to replace it with and say, well, what am I going to do? And I've been in the market trying to find which one was the best. And I came across the DJ O'Knee, which it, to me is a better knee because it's more, you know, from what I've seen and read and talked to people about, is it's long lasting. The thing that really got to me is I'm pretty active on I raise beef cattle. And I need to stay.
I'll take a T-bone about medium rare.
I'm taking one to the market on Tuesday. So anyway, get him butchered. But anyway, most knees just go, you know, vertically. You know, this one actually has some motion sideways. And if you look at your knee, even a healthy knee has some sideways movement. And what this does, it gives you a more knee-like representation. It lasts longer. And I thought it was the best knee to go with it, and that's fine when it's time to get it done. And that's the knee I'm going with.
DJOKnee.com. John Hanna, Hall of Famer, joining us here from my childhood. It breaks your heart to see a guy as old as me say I was a kid watching you play,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you still got that, you know, you don't laugh about it, but now Ozzie's still up there with you guys. He's an old Alabama boy, Ozzie Newsome.
Well, we have nothing but Alabama guys. I mean, C.J. Mosley. Ozzie's been running our joint for 25 years. There's not a draft that goes by. We just say, who's left from Alabama? That's who Ozzie's going to take. Because that's what he does, you know? John Annie.
He hadn't done bad by you, has he?
Man, the Alabama thing, there's no humility in Crimson in Tuscaloosa. On the barbecue either, right?
Barbecue and football, that's about the best we can do.
It was a pleasure to meet
nice
you. There he goes, John Hanna. We're live on Radio Row. It's all brought to you by our friends at Royal Farms. Real fresh, real fast, and the tasty coffee. Make sure you're getting that fried chicken on game day on Sunday. Luke will be back soon. You can find me out on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Snapchat, and in the buy at Toyota.com Audio Vault. I'm Nestor. We're WNST.net. AM 1570 at WNST Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore sports.